T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It is a Football Friday, and we are underway. Shannon Crowder, as you know, if you listened yesterday, off today. His True Prep Academy Saints are on their way, might already be in Bradenton, taking on the IMG Academy football team, a nationally ranked football team. That game tonight. Crowder prowling the sidelines tonight on ESPNU. And so we welcome in, of course, Alejandro Solana and Dan Day are here. Jay Figg will stop by later. And sitting in Crowder's chair today, Chris Whittingham. Hello, Whitty.
Hello, Hawk. I was going to say, Crowder informed me that the game was on television last Sunday doing Dolphins pregame. And I feel like that is must-watch television tonight.
Yeah, without question. We will we'll talk about it. They are heavy underdogs, but we'll see what Coach Crowder can bring for the True Prep Academy Saints. Chris Whittingham, if you listen to this station, you know, does the Miami Dolphins pregame show with Channing Crowder on Sundays. You will be able to hear them this Sunday. We have a ton of stuff to get to today on this Football Friday. We're going to try to jam about 7 or 8 hours worth of content into 4 hours. It is a loaded potato, as we like to say here on the program, although I'd really like to start the show by revisiting what we learned at the end of yesterday's show. Solana, would you be adverse to revisiting what we learned at the end of yesterday's show before we forge ahead?
Sure, why not?
this won't shock you, Whittingham. I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but I don't know how we learned this information, but Solana went to overnight camp 1 year for 6 days, wrote his parents a letter because there was no communications allowed other than letter writing, wrote his parents a letter that he was thinking of harming himself, and they had to come get him home because he thought that he was signing up for glamping, and instead he got actual camping, and it was not what he was expecting. Solana, did you hear from your parents after yesterday's end of the show?
Yes, Deborah and Eduardo would like to make one correction that they thought was vital to the story. It was five days, not six.
Five days.
That was the correction that needed to be made.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be an 8-week camp, I'm guessing?
It was a 6-week camp. I was only doing half the summer, 6-week camp, and I made it 5 days, so not even a full week.
And when did your first letter go out? At the end of the first day? Like, when did you start? You were writing letters like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank trying to get a library built. He sat down every night to write a letter. Not only did Solana get booted from the camp after 5 days, he also got them a library built for all the future campers there up in the, where was it again, the Poconos?
The Poconos. So actually, I was dropped off on a Thursday. Letters weren't going out until Monday. So by the time I realized that I needed to get out of here, I was trapped, I needed to get out of there, I started writing letters. I didn't find out until Sunday night that letters weren't being shipped out till Monday. So I wasn't leaving it to any chance. I sent my parents a letter every single day until Wednesday. I was already out of the camp. They were still receiving letters from me that I wanted to go home.
I saw this great thread on Twitter of There was somebody who was saying it was like a question for people to answer, and it was like, name a time when someone has told you to tough it out when you've had a real and legitimate injury. And someone was like, I had a gangrene ready to burst appendix, and my mom told me that I just had gas that I had to pass. And so I was just kind of wondering, like, when your parents received those letters, like, did they want you to get on with it and try and just survive this camping? Or did they kind of realize the urgency of the situation?
My guess is that they're A, because there was no communication, they couldn't have that back and forth, but B, they knew their son pretty well. And he was like, if you know Solana, it's why we found the story last night so entertaining, where if you know Solana, it is the least shocking thing in the world that he would decide immediately this camp is not for him, and then ratchet the level of urgency up to 10 by saying that he's thinking of jumping off a cliff in a letter to his parents. Like the, it just, there's so little self-awareness in all of that.
My dad and my mom know me. Like, they know I was clearly over-exaggerating in the letter, and you know, I had my mind made. I wanted out of there. I was going to say anything I could say. I mean, Hawk, you say it, I'm a grifter, right? Like, I'll do yep. whatever I possibly can to get whatever I possibly can.
It is true.
I didn't know this side of Solana.
He's shameless.
I thought Solana was tough.
He is shameless. No, he'll tell you he is, but he is shameless. He is. As somebody texts in, effing crying, someone else texts in, LMAO. A perfect way. If you missed it yesterday, you can go to the radio.com app. You know, the rewind feature is up there for 24 hours. And it was about 5:45 yesterday that we learned this startling story about Alejandro Solana's one time at band camp. But there is so much stuff to get to today. Let's get headlines here. Jorge Sedano is going to join us this hour. We'll get his take on all the movement in the NBA that's going on this week, including the draft. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, it'll get even busier. 3 o'clock hour will bring us Lee Sterling, the sports handicapper, and Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. 4 o'clock hour will bring us NFL play-by-play broadcaster Josh Appel and a little road trip to Viva Hawk Vegas. 5 o'clock hour, and Jay Figg will be stopping by for Viva Hawk Vegas. Dan Day will gift us in the 5 o'clock hour with a week that was montage. And speaking of montages, we teased you yesterday. Solana has put together a montage of all the Don Bailey Jr. Joe Zagacki calls that they've worked into the broadcast for us. And that's going to happen. Well, we'll probably try to get to the montage in the 2 o'clock hour, replay it later if we can. So let's start the hour, though, with headlines from the aforementioned Alejandro Solana.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. I feel I need to start here, guys. Very pressing story from this morning. Head coach for the University of Miami football team, Manny Diaz, he tested positive for COVID-19 today, and he tweeted out, he is currently in isolation, he's feeling good overall, and he will continue to work with the team virtually for the next couple days.
All right, very good.
NBA free agency opens today, 6 p.m. I'm sure we'll get a ton of news leading up to that 6 p.m. legal start time for free agency, where teams can begin contacting players and enter into contract negotiations, but we all know that everything's probably already set in stone for every
right
team
now, because letters have been right. sent out saying, if I have to stay on this team any longer, I'm going to jump off a cliff. So it's very similar to what happened in the Poconos with Solana.
Listen, Bogdan Bogdanovich got out of Milwaukee using the Solana method.
He did. That really was the Solana method. He did the Andy Dufresne as well. He chipped away at that wall, and he looked through it for a second, and it looked like Milwaukee, and he ran back in.
The river of bleep is Milwaukee.
Yeah. He saw that river. He said, you know what? On second thought, not so bad in here.
Some big news in the NFL, guys. Taysom Hill, not Jameis Winston, will start Sunday for the Saints when they play the Atlanta Falcons, 1 p.m.
Yeah, I was shocked by that when I saw that on Twitter this morning, but they have paid Taysom Hill a lot of money, so I guess they'll see if it's worth it this Sunday.
I feel like you're either pro Taysom Hill minutes or anti Taysom Hill. Like he is a very divisive figure. When he comes onto the field, I feel like most people are, well, why are they taking Drew? Like what? Like Sean Payton is clearly just trying to be smarter than everyone else by doing this. But to see over 75 plays, I think is going to be really interesting. I also wonder if he'll quarterback with the glove on the right hand because he is a two glove player. I kind of wonder if he's going to stick to it like Teddy Bridgewater does.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how he does as well. You know, I grew up watching Cordell Stewart, obviously, playing sometimes receiver, sometimes quarterback down here with the Dolphins. Famously, Jim Crash Jensen played that hybrid position. So I don't get as outraged by the Taysom Hill plays. You know, see him take snaps away from Drew Brees is always unsettling, but hard to argue with what New Orleans has done. But this one shocks me. I'm really shocked to see him be the actual quarterback for the entirety of the game. But and they say that there are no offensive packages for Jameis, that it's not like he's going to be running gadget plays. Like, he will just be the backup for the quarterback, who's Taysom Hill.
Last night in the NFL, guys, Seattle, they are now atop the NFC West at 7-3 after defeating the Cardinals 28-21. Russell Wilson wins his 93rd game as a starter, passing Peyton Manning for the most by any QB in his first nine seasons.
Yeah, we had Seattle last night, minus 2.5, if you listen to the show, so we had a winner.
I had Cardinals money line. I was kind of aching on that final drive. I was kind of hoping that they'd score and go for two, and I could just I can just celebrate the victory. But I feel like once Kyler Murray got hurt on, like, the second possession, I felt like that was a loser.
Yeah, and Troy Aikman noticed that right away. Like, I hadn't even noticed it. Troy Aikman was like, wow, look, there's something wrong with him.
And he kept banging on about it for the entirety of the game. Like, if you looked at his numbers, like, yeah, Kyler Murray, you know, it's a normal performance passing-wise. But you saw, like, a diminishment in the rushing production, which I thought was kind of the strangest part of that injury, is that his passing numbers look fine. But I think he was kind of afraid to take hits. And you.
Well, that's what I think. He didn't want to get crushed onto it. Yeah, he didn't want to get crushed onto his shoulder again taking a hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight, Inter-Miami. They play a play-in game versus Nashville SC into the MLS playoffs at 9 p.m. There was some breaking news last night and into this morning. Gonzalo Higuain, Fede Higuain, and Leandro Gonzalez Pires, they're all out after testing positive for COVID-19, a big blow to this Inter-Miami squad.
We will get Whittingham's handicapping of the Inter-Miami game tonight when Lee Sterling comes on. If I allow him to talk about it now, we'll get derailed and Sedano won't end up coming on until 10 minutes till 3, and I can't handle that.
I can give you all kinds of thoughts on the back four tonight.
I'll be writing a letter to Solana's parents if Whittingham starts talking about Inter-Miami, talking about jumping off a cliff. So
I got to tell you, A.J. De La Garza's got a big job on his hands tonight to fill in for Gonzalez.
Move ahead, Solana.
You're going to miss LGP tonight, Woody. It's a shame.
I know. And you're already with Andres Reyes.
Start a text thread with your brother and Whittingham and get me out of here.
He's on red card suspension. You're already without a center back. You lose another. What are you going to do?
Daniel doesn't think Woody is tough enough on this Inter-Miami squad, so I'm not sure if he'll want to be in the text.
All right, fair
and
enough.
And finally, on a serious note, Jake Scott. He was the MVP of the 1972 Super
Legend
Bowl
down here
for the Dolphins, a five-time Pro Bowler. He passed away at 75.
Yeah, very few defensive Super Bowl MVPs. Jake Scott was one, and sad loss for Dolphins Nation. A couple other things I know you got a ton of headlines, and you can't fit them all in. The Toronto Raptors, they're going to end up playing their games in Tampa.
Yep.
Apparently, I saw Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweeted out the Pitt Panthers announced that they and Virginia Tech will wear face coverings on the field during play tomorrow.
Wait,
after consulting with Pennsylvania health officials.
Wait, so they're going to play with masks on or with buffs on or?
Wow. Yeah, I would say with surgical masks on. Or,
I mean, I imagine a lot of people have attempted working out with a mask on. Actually, like, fairly early on, all I had, because it was difficult to get supplies, I had, like, a neck warmer that you'd use in, like, very cold weather, and I tried running in March with a neck warmer on, and I was, like, I completely just evaporated in sweat. So I feel like playing a 60-minute football game, everyone knows what it's like to work out with a mask on. You're like, you have 93% the amount of oxygen, if that's a totally made-up stat. But that should be pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would like to see tomorrow what happens there and if that becomes the norm or if they say, yeah, this ain't working. And then also one other thing from Barry Jackson. He retweeted one of the Broncos reporters for 9 News in Denver said, Drew Locke, shuffling, rolling, throwing with touch, humming fastballs. What's the issue? He looks fine. Barry Jackson retweeted that and wrote, Broncos say the decision will be made Saturday. Whether he starts Sunday versus the Dolphins, he has soreness in his ribs. Brett Rypien is the backup.
I saw this quote from a Denver columnist that Drew Locke in a press conference said, half the time the ball comes out of my hands and I go, ooh, I don't know where that's going. And I felt good about the Dolphins' chances on Sunday.
I know. Well, we were joking about it yesterday. Like, does it really matter if it's Drew Locke or Brett Rypien?
It does.
Like, is it going to change anything?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I got to go. Tony La Russa's picking me up.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's go. Football Friday. Chris Whittingham is in for Crowder. Crowder, you'll be able to watch him tonight, or his team at least, his high school team, on ESPNU. The True Prep Academy Saints taking on IMG Academy there in Bradenton, and it'll be on ESPNU. And so show Crowder a little bit of support. Watch the game tonight. We had Don Bailey Jr. on the show with us yesterday. We had Joe Zagacki on earlier this week. Obviously, the big news today regarding the Miami Hurricanes is Manny Diaz being diagnosed with COVID-19. So he is isolating. But Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki, they are such great friends of the program. They work in funny lines that we give them every week. And really, it's Don Bailey Jr. that does it. But as we always say, Whittingham, if you don't have Joe Zagacki's blessing, this stuff ain't getting through. And Joe tries to goad him on a little bit, too, if Joe's in the mood. If Joe's not in the mood, he doesn't want to hear about it.
Usually after a couple of bad refereeing decisions, well, I feel like he's all of a sudden
actually,
out of the mood.
I was going to say, you know what? Do you have the call from this past week, the Vatek game, Solana? We gave him, let's play for Whittingham here. Do you have the actual Jim Nance call that we gave Don Bailey Jr.?
From the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, CBS Sports presents the Masters.
All we did was tell DBJ to drop that in there without even telling Joe that it's coming. Just from the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, CBS Sports presents the Masters.
You have to say it like wistfully, right?
Yes, almost you like have to say it.
Imagining there's a piano in your head.
Yes, and that there's beautiful foliage and yes. It's just pretty. And the time that Don Bailey Jr. decided to work this in during the Vatek game was exactly one of those moments. Joe Zagacki was going nuts because of the call. It was the call, if you remember, on Lou Headley, the punter got called for a penalty.
Joe
was out of his mind. And so DBJ had a great idea, which is I'll relax him with a little Jim Nance. But Joe wasn't in the mood at this particular moment. Yeah, here's how it transpired.
94. That's on Headley, who at the end of the play pushed a Virginia Tech player. And for the life of me, why they just don't say, hey, fellas, go to your neutral corners. But no, in this league, they throw a flag on everything. Don, I get it. He pushed the guy away from him. But that's like going in the third grade and saying, go stand in the corner. All you have to do is go, hey, go to your neutral corners. Halftime's coming up. Nope, we got to throw a flag. I would say the same thing if it was against Virginia Tech.
You sure about that?
Nope. This referee is Sister Mary Elizabeth. We're going to get the ruler out and send you to the corner.
From the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, the Hurricane Sports Network presents the Masters. Will that calm you down?
The Masters.
So actually, I was listening to this live because I do the halftime show. So I'm standing by at my desk getting ready to do the halftime show. And I thought what Don Bailey was doing there was comparing the football, like comparing the softness of the decision to golf. Right, I thought there was like a legitimate reason why he dropped that line, I thought nothing else of it. And of course, I should have known it was Hockman and Crowder.
No legitimate reason at all. So Don Bailey Jr. has been on his game this season. Crowder and I have given him an A-plus just about every week. So they've had eight games. Do you know how many calls there were total over the eight games? There had to be three or four a game, right, Solana?
Yeah, 20, whatever 49 divided by 2 is. So like 25.
24 and a half.
I don't think you could divide 49 by 2.
Whatever that comes out to.
All right, fair enough.
So. Who is worse at math on this program, Solana or Hawk?
Me, by a wide margin.
If I hadn't said 24 and a half, what would you have guessed?
50? I would have just come as close as I could. So here it is. Without further ado, Alejandro Solana, without question, the best executive producer in all of radio, has gone into the lab. He has created a montage. Here is every call this season from Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki.
This is the rhythm.
Ritmo.
The rhythm
of the night.
Cinema.
Do you smell what those canes got cooking?
Back when the line was block-rocking beats.
Ah, yes, very well. I'll have that Bloody Mary, steak sandwich, and the steak sandwich. Cinema.
Back with another one of those block-rocking beats, Joe. Well, hello, Joe.
Birds are, you know, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
You fly high an apple pan dowdy, that'll make your eyes pop out and your tummy say howdy. Give that man two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
I'll tell you where I'd go. I'd go to Zihuatanejo. It's in Mexico, bro. Little place on the Pacific Ocean. We just want our respect. Coach Diaz wants his respect. Kane Nation wants their respect. We all want our respect.
And it's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Go back with another one of those block-rocking beats, Joe.
Attention. This man is on fire.
No, 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 baby, it's me, Bad Bunny.
Ritmo.
Toka-toka-toe, toka-toka-toe-toe. Toka-toka-toe, toka-toka-toe-toe. Toka-toka-toe, toka-toka-toe-toe. Toka-toka-toka-toka-toka-toka-toe-toe. Kula-ki-taka-ti, kula-ki-taka-ta. Kula-ki-taka-ti, kula-ki-taka-ta.
She called me Mr. Bombastic. She saved me Matt Fantastic. Touched me on the back. She saved me I'm Mr. Romantic.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
Birds are, you know, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
The marching band there is tremendous.
Mission Impossible theme.
Well, hello, Joe.
From the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, the Hurricane Sports Network presents the Masters.
Do you smell what those canes got cooking?
Ritmo.
Ice cream, cake and cake. 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 Ice cream and cake. The ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake. The ice cream and cake.
Joe.
Ice cream and cake. The ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake. The ice cream and cake.
Joe.
Hold up, tag team.
Joe.
Oh my God, Solana, that is unbelievable, Solana. That is as good as anything you have ever produced. Holy hell, was that great. And just reminds me how great Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki have been this season. Oh, my God. I am delighted. We will play that again today. We got to take a break. 3 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, now you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe.
Hawk and Crowder.
Jamie Eisenberg. You can follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, J-A-M-E-Y. He comes on and he answers questions about fantasy football, but more importantly, he answers some very important either-ors. And because we won't be talking to you next week because of Thanksgiving, Jamie. We're only on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we're so loaded that we won't be able to talk to you. I wanted to give you our Thanksgiving edition of Fantasy Food Decisions. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right. Oven-roasted turkey or deep-fried turkey?
Both, but let's go with deep-fried turkey.
You can't answer both. You know how this game is played. You couldn't do that in fantasy football.
I gave you an answer.
All right.
I like
deep
both,
fried.
I gave you the answer.
Deep fried. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's the correct decision on that one.
I've never had
white
deep-fried
meat?
Turkey.
You've never had deep-fried turkey?
Deep-fried turkey. We only do the oven-roasted.
Oh, deep-fried turkey is a game changer. You can get it at Arby's, I believe. They've been advertising that for a while. I keep seeing that. White meat or dark meat?
Again, both, but I'm going to go white meat.
If you're going to say both on every one of these, it kind of takes away a little bit of the oomph when you give a decision.
But see, the thing, I'm not picky when it comes to the turkey.
You have to pick one. It's like sometimes I've got a Kobe Fleener or Gronk. I mean, you have to pick one. You could say both, but you got to pick one.
I did pick one. You're not listening. Apparently, this
but
is
you're
something
saying
that
both first. You're saying both first, okay. And then that lessens right. It dampens your decision.
I'll give you the first, since I know it's important to you, and then we'll come back to both if I have to say both.
All right, white meat or dark meat?
White meat, but both are good.
Okay. Again, very too quick. Too quick on that.
Yeah.
Okay to gnaw on a turkey leg at the table, or that's not good form?
That is terrible form.
Oh, really? Okay, so you can't do that at Thanksgiving dinner, even though the turkey leg is very tasty.
Yes, that's a leftovers when everybody leaves, and the next day.
Interesting.
Wait. So the contention is you can't eat a turkey leg? Like
you could eat it with a fork and knife, it sounds like, but you can't gnaw on it as if you were walking around Disney
World.
You can
eat a turkey leg, but don't sit there and gnaw on it. I mean, first of all, the word gnaw tells you it's disgusting, okay?
Right.
That word is disgusting.
So you have to eat it almost in a dainty fashion. You can't, like, try to get the marrow out of it with your teeth.
That's disgusting.
Well, yeah, that's where the flavor
that
is.
That would be disgusting.
All right. Dinner rolls or buttermilk biscuits?
Dinner rolls.
Correct. Wow, I did not see that coming. Nice answer. Sweet potato pie is served as a dessert.
I think you've asked me that question probably.
I have.
You probably asked me that
year.
Question 7 years in a row.
Every year. Sweet potato pie is served as a dessert or sweet potato pie is served as a side?
As a side.
Correct. Crowder and I have had many arguments over this, but sweet potato pie is a side. Serve it to me as a dessert, and I'm going to question why your desserts are so bad. Do you agree, Whittingham?
I'm kind of mad that Crowder's not here because I feel like Jamie now knows what questions are coming, and he knows the correct answers to give to not get into contentious arguments with you because you've already yelled at him enough this segment.
Well, if Crowder was on the line right now, if Crowder was here today, he would have answered dark meat, not white meat, just to save himself from Crowder's wrath. I know how this goes every year. This is totally. This is an unburdened Jamie Eisenberg.
You know what it is, though? It's funny. There was, you know, the shows that I usually listen to when you guys are on. That's a joke, by the way. I flipped over and I heard your dinosaur conversation. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I was hoping to get some dinosaur talking.
All right. And do you think man would exist if dinosaurs? What was the question again, Solana?
Would man exist if a comet or asteroid did not wipe out the dinosaurs?
So when I think you were talking to Clay Ferraro, if I'm not mistaken, when you asked him this.
Yep.
Poor guests on this
program. I know. Clay had no idea what he was walking into, but we got.
Have you seen Jurassic Park? They struggle now.
Right. So without all the technology, right? Yeah. So the dinosaurs would be roaming like squirrels right now, and there would be no man.
Of course.
Right. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. Raisins in stuffing, yes or no?
No.
No.
Of course. Green bean casserole or mashed potatoes?
Oh, I mean, come on. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, interesting. Gravy on mashed potatoes or plain?
Plain with gravy on the side. Give people the choice.
Ah, interesting. You found a loophole there.
No, but how do you take your mashed potatoes? Do you put the gravy on your mashed potatoes?
Yes, but I wouldn't serve it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like gravy on mashed potatoes. I like, just give me the mashed potatoes. Dessert, pumpkin pie, or pecan pie?
Pumpkin pie.
Oh, wrong answer. Sorry. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV or no? I do not watch parades on TV.
I do not watch parades on TV.
Oh, another incorrect answer. Two in a row from Jamie. Always have to watch Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It is the least surprising thing in the world that you like the Macy's Thanksgiving
Day
Parade.
Yeah, that's a family event. Only, Jamie, you've got kids? Like, that's, is, you sit down
no,
with the wife and kids?
It is there as background television. Like, there is no, like...
You put it on.
Whittingham's a single man. He doesn't. It's not. He doesn't have a wife and kids in the house. If I was single, I wouldn't be watching a parade on TV either.
So you think for kids, it's engaging to see a giant Snoopy fly in the air?
Oh my God! I mean, just you saying it, I'm grinning ear to ear.
I mean, the Hockman household on Thanksgiving Day just has to be just a joy.
I want you to come over, Jamie. I want you to bring the whole family.
I'm watching CBS
football.
Sports HQ's fantasy build-up for the day's football.
Football on
TV. We're basically neighbors.
I know. Football on TV while the Thanksgiving meal is being eaten or the TV is off?
I probably would lose my job if the TV was off. So it's the one loophole that I get at home is the TV always stays on when there's football on.
Very good.
I mean, TV has to be on. I'm pretty sure the wife would go, if you miss a quarter, you're not going to lose your job.
Yeah, but the thing is, we're usually at somebody else's house most of the time, so it's also my excuse to, hey, I got to go watch
right.
The
Hey, you
got
to put the TV on. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Finally, Jamie Eisenberg, who started Thanksgiving, the Pilgrims or Pusha T?
Well, I mean, you know, when you go back and you study U.S. history and you flip through the pages of any history book, there's one thing that stands out, and it's Pusha T.
Of course. Jamie Eisenberg, follow him on Twitter.
The dinosaurs wouldn't survive.
At Jamie Eisenberg, Jamey. Have a great Thanksgiving, Jamie. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
You too, guys. Take care.
All right, we've got to take a break. 4 o'clock hour comes next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Here we go, 4 o'clock hour, Hockman and Crowder. We jammed in a ton the first 2 hours. Next 2 hours will be no different. Going to talk some NFL this hour. It's a Football Friday. Also, going to take a little trip to Viva Hawk Vegas.
Yes.
Chris Whittingham will be along for the ride. He is in for Channing Crowder today. Channing Crowder coaching his true Prep Academy Saints tonight in Bradenton against IMG Academy. And that game, by the way, is going to be on ESPNU if you want to watch Crowder's team play some high school football tonight. Always start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 219 points today. S&P 500 down 24 points. NASDAQ down about 50 points. So a red day on Wall Street to end the trading week. All right, let's get headlines. I want to get to a lot of different stuff here.
That's not sponsored? You just do that?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
We keep an eye on it. Yeah, we keep an eye on it. Right. Yeah, we like to...
I like doing a public service for the audience.
Well,
right?
There might be somebody out there
that doesn't know what's going on when the markets are closed.
Well, when it started in March and April, when we were doing the show at home, there was so much volatility in the stock market because of COVID, and it was such a new phenomenon that we would give it every day at 4 o'clock because, like I say, there was such volatility. And then it did become a sponsored featured for a while, and now it's not sponsored. But we continue to do it because Crowder and I like to track our investments in 401k, and he says he doesn't know until I mention at 4 o'clock whether he's happy or sad for the day because he doesn't pay attention to it, so... We give him a lot. But what do we say, Solana, when you have a down day on Wall Street? What do we say?
Trocheck was tripped.
No, we say we'll get him back on Monday. We'll get it back tomorrow. Anytime Solana's not paying attention, he immediately thinks we were talking about the Panthers playoff game where Trocheck was phantom trip.
Against the Islanders like six years
that
ago.
That is correct. That is correct. Oh, yeah. What was the incident where I literally, I asked him a question. This is like a year ago. I asked him a question about something. It was certainly not about hockey. And his response after a little fumbling and bumbling was Trocheck was tripped. All right. What do you have for the headlines, Solana? Because we're keeping an eye also. 6 o'clock is when NBA free agency will start. So we're keeping an eye on that. I'm watching Woj and Shams on Twitter. But what do you have for the headlines here on this Football Friday, Solana?
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. I'll run through some of these here locally. Manny Diaz, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, he tested positive for COVID-19, and he tweeted out he's in isolation, feeling good overall, and he will continue to work with the team virtually.
All right. And we know they don't play again, what, till December 5th, I believe?
The 5th.
Yep,
that is correct.
Yeah. All right.
Tonight, Inter-Miami, they play Nashville SC, a play-in game for the MLS playoffs, both teams' expansion sides. They've played twice this season. Nashville won 1-0 in Nashville and a scoreless draw in Fort Lauderdale. That game is at 9 p.m. tonight.
All right.
Dolphins-Broncos, 4:05 p.m. on Sunday. Miami, a 3.5-point favorite in the Mile High.
We dropped a Fort Lauderdale and the Mile High in just this version of the headlines.
Just using the hackiest nicknames imaginable. Yeah, I can't believe it's only 3.5, by the way. Cannot believe that. Hammer the Dolphins.
I know, but that it starts to feel like a sucker's bet when you do that because everyone looks at that and goes, it doesn't make any sense. The Dolphins are a much better team than Denver.
But Las Vegas has been continually underrating the Dolphins.
True.
Right?
That is
like,
true.
Like last week, that line was super low given the disparity in records. I think I was at 2.5 at kickoff time. The recent spreads in the Tua era in particular have been pretty slanted against the Dolphins. So if you are a believer that what the Dolphins are doing is legit, then you should just keep going because, 3.5 is not nearly a given recent form what the line should be in this game.
Right. But, and now I'm looking at it, it's up on my site now and it's 4. It's okay. Dolphins -4 right now on my site, which leads me to believe that they think Drew Lock is going to play, and that may have increased the line but because he'd be playing injured. But, it's 4. I mean, again, that's a lot of points to be favored on the road in Denver. And you wonder, can they keep winning games in a row? Like, at some point, don't you think they stumble?
Sure, but I thought it would honestly be the Chargers. I was kind of doubting, but just the way in which they made Justin Herbert uncomfortable in that game and the kind of way that they imposed their will and, they're up multiple times by 2 scores. If not for that fumbled snap by Ted Karras, you're probably going in to lead at least 17-0, if not 21-0. Like, they dominated the Chargers, and I thought that was the best team on the schedule. Like, you can make the argument on behalf of the Bengals just because, Joe Burrow from a, break a game open and all of a sudden he's scoring 31 points. You're not that surprised, but the Broncos, you don't doubt. I mean, I don't think they'll get above 20 points. And I mean, you can expect the Dolphins to get at least 21, 24 on the road in Denver. Like, I think that's an easy win.
Yeah.
Woj bomb.
Oh, we've got a Woj bomb. Let's go.
I mean, not really.
Yeah, this is a smaller bomb, but...
is this the Enos Kanter story?
Yeah, yes, I mean, I need a fix,
this is like 30 minutes ago, too. Yeah. I didn't even bother mentioning it, but go ahead.
I need a
we
quick
have
fix.
The imaging. We paid for it. We might as well.
Yeah. Quick fix here for some of us who just need some NBA free agency news.
All right.
Portland is acquiring Boston's Enos Kanter, a 3-way deal with Memphis. Memphis gets Mario Hezonja and a 30th pick, which was Desmond Bane, from draft night as part of the trade as well. And Celtics get a future Memphis draft consideration.
All right. Very good.
Mario Hezonja is terrible. I can't believe Memphis is anyway draft compensation to get Mario Hezonja.
He was the Euro LeBron coming out of coming into the NBA draft. I remember that.
Okay, but he's not.
And, of course, Harold Miner was Baby Jordan, but whatever.
Finally, guys, there's a new test. It's gone viral on the internet. It's called the shopping cart theory. Now, it can determine if you're a good person or a bad person. I strongly believe in this test, guys, so I'm going to ask you. The last time you went grocery shopping, did you return your cart back to its proper place, or did you just leave it jumped up on a curb, or maybe you left it in a parking spot and you were lazy and didn't want to take it back?
Yeah, so I always put it in its proper place, jacked up on the curb.
Bad person. Bad person.
For me, it is the parking spot that they turned into the cart retrieval area. Like that for me is like you've done well, right? If you push, if you burn some calories, you walk it all
if
the way.
If they have
there.
That in the aisle that I park in, I'll always put it there. But if they don't, yeah, that thing's getting jacked up on the curb.
I've got ice cream
that's melting.
If it's one aisle over, you can walk it over there. It's not that far. If it's two, then I'm fine leaving it jacked up on the curb. At the Publix that I worked at, actually, as a teenager, the spaces in between the parking spaces were filled by grass and trees. And so people would leave the carts there. And it was by far the worst area of retrieval because you're basically bumping a shopping cart into roots in the ground all the time. And it was awful. But, I mean, to be fair to people that leave their carts there, like, there was cart duty. Like, there was one of the baggers'
right,
jobs.
I mean, that's the job.
For a full half hour is to retrieve the cart.
That's the job. We've done this with movie theaters, Solana. This is the same argument.
If it's raining, I mean, you don't want to be inconsiderate. That person that has cart duty also could be inside helping an elderly person bag their groceries, take it out.
Like, and they staff
no, but their enough, job.
They
their
staff
job
enough
is
people
to, right.
to like, help like, the elderly and also retrieve the carts.
I go to Dan Day on this. Dan Day, to me, is the arbiter of things like this. Dan, do you bring the cart back?
Beacon of morality?
Yeah.
We are once again rehashing the whole movie theater
instincts.
Exactly. I leave it out because it gives jobs to young kids.
I think the movie theater thing is the mark of bleep holes. But I think Dan worked in a movie theater.
Dan worked in a movie theater. He told us he hated people that didn't leave the trash behind because they would send him home early. And he would lose out on money. Dan, am I lying?
That is 100% true. I told people, go ahead and trash the place. You're good. I'm paid for this.
Yeah, that's what he's paid for. If there's no garbage on the floor, they cut him loose.
They cut you.
He loses hours.
Go home.
Well, yeah. I pick up all my trash at a movie theater, and every single time I go to Publix or to any shopping center or whatever, I take my cart not just back to the store, but into the store, and I throw it into the rack where all the other carts are.
I wipe mine down, too. I bring my own sanitizing device, and I clean it better than any other cart, and I put it back in. And then I walk next door to Walgreens and see if they have any Publix carts in there, and I walk them back into Publix, and then I clock out.
And then I stand there with the cart and wait for the next person to arrive so I can give them their cart and get their shopping experience going easy.
And then I drive their groceries home. I'm a delivery service.
What are we doing here? Take your cart back. Be a good person. Take your cart back.
All right. Agree to disagree. You have anything else?
Put it in the lane where they retrieve the carts from. You're a good person.
Yeah.
Put it on the curb. It's out of everybody's way. What else you got?
Those are your headlines, sponsored by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Here's your weather update from the Ectrogen Weather Center. 1 hour ago, I told you it was nice and sunny outside. 6 minutes after I told you that, it was pouring here in El Portal. So,
yeah, it's pouring here in Boca, too.
Yeah, my weather app says 75 and cloudy. Do with that what you will. That is your weather.
All right, fair enough.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
This is how you do it on a football Friday. We're only 21 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, goodness within. But we haven't gone to Viva Hawk Vegas in a while. Well, we're going to go there today, even though Crowder's not even with us. Crowder's coaching his True Prep Academy Saints. They're playing IMG Academy tonight in Bradenton. You can watch that game on ESPNU. So Chris Whittingham is here. Whittingham, are you ready to go to Viva Hawk Vegas?
I'm not, but I'm going to anyway.
All right. Solana is here. You ready to go to Viva Hawk Vegas?
Viva Nepal.
And excellent what? Golden Child reference. That is a great reference. Dan Day, are you ready to go to Viva Hawk Vegas?
I'm not, but I'm going anyway.
All right. And the great Jen Figueroa stops by. Hello, J-Fig.
That's a beautiful intro. Love it.
Are you ready to travel to Viva Hawk Vegas?
I'm so ready. It's been a long time.
It has been a while. Go ahead, Solana. Let's fire it out.
Vegas, Viva Hot Vegas, Viva, Viva Hot Vegas.
Now you understand, Whittingham, when I was so surprised at how good the DBJ montage was, and I said to you, most of the stuff that Solana churns out is really less than average. Now you understand.
Because I have, one of the times that we've been to Vegas together for one of those fights, I went to a concert at the T-Mobile Arena. It was actually the first one. It was the Killers, and because it was a big Las Vegas opening, they brought Wayne Newton out there. So Wayne Newton was out there to dunk a Shane, but he closed with Viva Las Vegas. It was like this big moment. And so I've actually, heard the real thing. And so
from
and so,
and, Mr. Vegas himself.
Right, exactly. And so to then go from that to that, a considerable drop off.
Weirdly, though, Solana and Dan Day believe they killed it on that song. So, whatever.
Viva, Viva, Vegas.
Needs more J-Fig in it, right?
It
needs
does.
More J-Fig, yeah. All right, so here's how we do it. I put up my own money, and they put up pride and shame. Here's how it works. I am going to give everyone here on the show three games to pick, and if they go 3-0, I Venmo them immediately $100, right? Solana, you've been on the receiving end of $100?
Yes, sir.
J-Fig, you've been on the receiving end, I think, a few times, right, of $100?
I think it was twice, but yep.
Dan Day, you've been on the receiving end, comes in fast, right?
Immediately.
Actually, with Dan Day, I have to use Zelle because he doesn't have Venmo, but whatever. It's a whole different story. But regardless, whoever goes 3-0, it's only for Viva Hawk Vegas. Whoever goes 3-0 gets $100. I pay it to them, no questions asked. Now, if you go 0-3, you suffer the punishment. It's a standard punishment. I don't know if Whittingham knows this, but it's a standard. We've standardized the punishment, and it's like being at a carnival where you go from level 1 to level 2, you trade up, you get a bigger prize each time. But all of you will be at level 1, which is the bathtub photo. We've all seen it. Here's how it works. If you go 0-3... you have to tweet out and Instagram out from your own social media account a picture of yourself in a bubble bath with whatever props you want in there, but it's got to be a bubble bath. For Jen, both nipples covered. For the males on the show, you have to show one nipple.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just the rules of the game. I mean, you step into Viva Hawk Vegas, you got to live by the rules at Viva Hawk Vegas.
I like how there's a nipple stipulation.
Correct. You have a nipple stipulation on Viva Hawk Vegas on the punishment. But if you go 0-3, you have to tweet and Instagram out this picture of yourself in the bathtub with no context. You cannot write, I lost a wacky radio bet. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't I look good in this? Too bad I lost the bet or whatever. It is just picture and nothing more.
And you've got to put like...
And a shower cap.
And a shower cap if you want.
Wait, what?
Still waiting on those.
No.
Only if you want. Only if you want.
Shower cap.
No. That's where he draws the line, Fig. That's where he draws the line. The shower cap. Nipple is fine, but the shower cap is a deal breaker.
I will commit to, if I post this on Instagram, I will put the caption, felt cute, might delete later.
But you can delete it later.
Right,
you cannot delete it. Cannot delete it.
Wait, so that has to be permanently on my Instagram?
It's on your Instagram and is on your Twitter account. And again, it's just a picture of you. Now, if you want to be drinking a glass of wine in the bathtub, if you want to be reading a magazine, whatever you want to do. But
can I
you've
change
be
the lighting situation? Like,
whatever makes you feel sexy, Chris.
Yeah,
do whatever makes you feel sexy. All right. Here we go. We're on our way to Viva Hawk Vegas. Here are the games. We're going to start with Whittingham. Chris Whittingham, we start. FIU is getting 7 points from Western Kentucky tomorrow. And this, by the way, is the Planet Hollywood famous song, if you remember from Vegas.
I do, yes.
FIU, 7-point underdog, Western Kentucky on Saturday. Who you got?
I mean, you couldn't have picked a game that I know less about. I'm going to go for Western
Sounds like
Kentucky.
We might see a nipple.
I'm going to go for Western Kentucky just because FIU has been bad this season.
All right. He's taking Western Kentucky, laying the points. The Dolphins.
How many am I laying? 7.5?
7 points.
Seven. Got it.
Dolphins are 3-point favorites. Actually, we're going to update that to the new line. 4-point favorites. Dolphins are 4-point favorites over the Broncos on Sunday. Who do you got?
Listen, off the back of you giving me this game to pick, you're not seeing either one of my nipples. Taking the Dolphins minus the 4. I'm confident. I would stake my entire Viva Hawk Vegas stake on this one game.
Sounds Dolphins like we might up the stakes to a wiener. Who's into up the stakes to a wiener?
Yeah.
Hot dog?
No.
And finally, the Sunday night game. Hopefully it all comes down to Sunday night.
Oh, God.
Kansas City Chiefs are 7-point favorites over the Raiders in Vegas.
7-point favorites over the Raiders? I'm going to take the Chiefs. I know that's chalky, but the Raiders, I think, like, their entire defensive unit was in contact tracing. Seems like a bad thing to have happen before you play the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs, and I will lay the 7.
There you go. Nipples are on the line. Viva Hawk Vegas. Alejandro Solana, your FIU Panthers are 7-point underdogs at Western Kentucky. Who you got?
FIU plus the 7 points. Paws up, Papa.
I knew you would be taking that one. How about the Dolphins laying 4 in Denver?
Yeah, I'll take the Dolphins and the points, minus 4.
Yeah, you're laying points, just so you know, not
laying
taking points.
Laying points, excuse me, laying
All
points.
All right, and the Sunday night game, Kansas City Chiefs, 7-point favorites over the Raiders.
The Chiefs laying the points. They're going to rock Vegas in Vegas.
All right, very good. Jay Figg, 1 nipple on the line here, Figg. Just want to make it. I'm sorry. No nipples. No nipples.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I got it confused there for a second.
Things up on me.
Yeah,
like that.
My bad.
You misread
my
the
bad.
Nipple statute.
Yes. What happens in Hawk Vegas stays in Hawk Vegas.
Come on.
Right. FIU is getting 7 points from Western Kentucky tomorrow.
My paws are not up. I'm going Kentucky.
Not up. Wow. Western Kentucky. All right. How about the Dolphins? They are 4-point favorites over the Broncos on Sunday.
I've always got the guts for the Dolphins.
Always got the guts. And finally, Sunday night game, the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites over the Raiders. Do you like the Raiders plus the points or the Chiefs laying the points?
Man, I don't like copying Chris like that, but I'm going to go Chiefs.
Really? So Chris and Jay Figg, same picks. They will live or die together on their nipples.
By the way, I've received a text offering shower caps. So
yes!
I will be covered
if
required.
Can we make this a requirement?
All right, very good. Shower caps are part of it if you want. I do not mandate shower caps.
I require
Dan Day, Dan, FIU, 7-point underdog at Western Kentucky Saturday.
First things first, fully nude if I'm posting.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Shade. Covered only by a Minez sandwich over the nether regions.
Yes. And your hair has to be slipped back.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to show out.
Wop.
Well, the music stopped exactly
some
the
rose
right time.
Petals.
Western Kentucky or FIU?
I think Western Kentucky rolls.
All right. Western Kentucky laying the points. Dolphins and Broncos. Dolphins are 4-point favorites.
I am only going with the Broncos because I think the Dolphins are going to win by just 3 points. So I'm going Broncos.
There's some handicapping for you right there. And the Sunday night game, Kansas City Chiefs. They are in Las Vegas. The Chiefs are 7-point favorites over Las Vegas.
Oh, I've loved the silver and black ever since Bo Jackson. And this hurts me, but I feel as though with the illnesses and everything, I got to go with the Chiefs on this one.
Wow. All right. Everybody picking KC on Sunday night. All right. Viva Hawk Vegas. Go ahead. Play the song for us one more time, Solana, as we leave Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva Hawk Vegas.
Viva Hawk Vegas. Viva, viva Hawk Vegas.
It's an earworm.
Banger.
You'll be singing it all weekend long.
Oh,
all right, there it is. Viva Hawk Vegas. So, again, you go 3-0, I will Venmo you $100, and you are a big old winner. And if you go 0-3, you suffer the punishment. And by the way, if you suffer the punishment, then you move up to level 2 for the next Viva Hawk Vegas, where it's a shower picture. A shower picture with a loofah in your hand. So, hopefully, someone gets punished. Now, Solana, you want to get punished, right? Solana, you're dying to post this picture.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't partaken in a bath bomb in a couple months. I just kind of in the mood. So, yeah.
What kind of bath bomb will you use?
So you would put an actual bath bomb in the tub for the picture,
Solana?
Oh, you have
Solana? To. Oh no, I would invest in the bath bomb.
Oh,
I would do some research.
No need to. I have lavender. I think I have lavender.
Of course
right
you
now.
Do.
Of course you would.
Of course you do. Yeah, of course. You
I don't even have that.
It makes all the sense in the world. All right. And if you go 3-0, you get $100. 0-3, you get punished. And if you go 1-2 or 2-1, no harm, no foul. Thank you for stopping by, J Fig. Have a great weekend. We love you and we miss you.
Thank you. I love you and miss you too. Have a great weekend, guys.
And Dan Day, nice job. Solana, Whittingham, everybody, a nice trip to Viva Hawk Vegas. All right. It is upon us, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a football Friday. It's always fun during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. It's extra fun on a football Friday.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, this song connotes the final segment of the week. And it is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Funky Buddha goodness within the fun Football Friday show. I told you, Whittingham, we were going to jam about 7, 8, 9 hours of content into 4 hours. I think we did it.
And I feel like we've got 4 hours left on the table. Like, there's some things we haven't really gotten to yet.
I know. We're just, 6 minutes away from NBA free agency beginning, so everybody will be glued to that. They have a countdown clock on ESPN. Five minutes, 59 seconds.
Right now, the only thing that I've seen that represents news is Shams is saying that Gordon Hayward is likely to make a push to be on the Pacers. There's another report from Hoops Hype that he was making a push to be on the Hornets. So not exactly the cream of the crop going for Gordon Hayward, but I was surprised that he opted out and kind of left Boston with another big player that they've had that they get nothing back for.
Yeah, no, that didn't work there. And we were laughing yesterday about he was the whale. A couple seasons ago, right? I mean, he was the whale, and now...
And he probably would have been if not for that injury.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Today on the show, if you missed any of it, George Sedano there was excellent. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com, he was on with us. Lee Sterling, the sports handicapper. Josh Appel, play-by-play announcer in the NFL nationally. Also, we took a little trip to Viva Hawk Vegas. And if you missed any of that stuff, you can use the radio.com app and use the rewind feature and go back and listen to anything that you may have missed. Chris Whittingham did an awesome job filling in for Channing Crowder. Don't forget Crowder's True Prep Academy Saints will be facing off against IMG Academy in, 5:57? So a little over an hour on ESPNU. So you can watch Crowder's high school football team on ESPNU tonight. FAU, 8 o'clock tonight against UMass. All right, that is going to do it for us on this Friday. And everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Gonna set my soul on fire.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to
need.
You need,
need. That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no! We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.